Hey everybody, it's John. I wanted to talk a little bit today about how I set up a new iPhone. I got my 7 Plus on Friday late, and I've been setting it up over the weekend. If I sound a little different today, it's because I've been working in my basement trying to improve my podcast setup a little bit so that the sound is a little better, because I wasn't really satisfied with how it was sounding. I needed some work, and it was rainy all day Saturday, so I worked on that a little bit. But anyway, back to the iPhone. What I do first, and what I did Friday night, is I first downloaded Dropbox and 1Password, because those are the key to so many things, both in terms of hooking into Dropbox as kind of a file storage system, and 1Password for making it easy to log into things. And then I recreated my homepage. I left a couple of things off, but for the most part, my homepage really doesn't change. So I left that as is and just got that all set up and everything logged in so that I was ready to go if I didn't have time to do the rest of it. Today, what I did was I went through the purchase tab on the App Store, and I went through every single app, and I think I caught most of everything I want. But I kind of feel like going fresh is a way to reevaluate the apps that you have and the apps that you need, and even coming across, when you go through the purchase tab, things that you haven't thought about for a while that might, your needs may have changed, and it might be that they're more relevant to you now than they were maybe a year or two ago. So I went through the entire purchase tab, and I set up my phone into 4 pages. The first page is just the home page. The second page is settings, utilities, and things that are just kind of critical to my day-to-day, writing at Mac Stories and that sort of thing, my train pass to get to work, my wallet pass so I can buy things at Starbucks or whatever. So that's the second page. The third page is largely betas. Now, not every beta goes on page 3. The ones that are kind of my daily driver apps that I'm using all the time anyway will go in their normal slots on the homepage or wherever, or the second page even. But other things that I'm testing go there, whether they're betas or whether they're just apps I've downloaded and haven't had a chance to really play with adequately yet. So that's the third page. And then the final page is just a whole bunch of folders. It's almost full with folders with all my other apps. Most of the apps I get to by search anyway. This is pretty well organized, I think. Pretty happy with it. I still have to spend some time logging into various services tonight, but it's nice to be, I was getting to a place where things were getting very, very cluttered in my phone. And now I feel like I've got at least a system. Hopefully it works. We'll have to see. I'll report back if it doesn't. And that's about it. Hope everybody has a great week, and I'll be talking to you again soon.